Now, the song was written by David Oliver, with whom you've collaborated before, mm-hmm. obviously. But he, I'm sure, didn't write that in the vacuum. He must have written that song having spoken to yourself and with you and this particular theme in mind.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I think when you hear the song then and you make that connection, it really it clicks with you, you know, that this is authentic. And I think that's something that everyone at the live shows especially has understood, that there's so much emotion involved in singing the song that people just really, really get it, and it's been getting a great reaction so far.
Now, as we said, the single is in support of Pieta House, but you want to take it one step further and actually do a live date in support of Pieta House as well, and that is coming up.
That's also coming up. I'm running a concert on June the 1st in the Ingrenan Hotel in Burt, and I'm having lots of special guests. I'm having the one and only Gary Gamble. I'm having Barry Kerwin, son of the fantastic Dominic Kerwin. I'm having local man David Craig, Patricia Maguire, the fantastic Ryan Turner Band, and thank God as well for that. The tickets are going very, very well. There's only a few left. Hopefully it'll be sold out now in the next few days, and you can get them by contacting the hotel reception on 074-936-8900.
Now, as well as speaking to an up-and-coming star of music in the Northwest this morning, I was hoping to speak to a world champion Irish dancer, and it appears I can. Tell us about your other non-singing exploits recently and the little wee bit of success you've just had.
Well, ever since I was three, Irish dancing was always massive in our family, and I've done it my whole life. And then on Easter Sunday there, we were down at the World Championships in Dublin, and got a bit of luck. We came home with the World Globe, so, and a bit of a high from that there at the minute as well.
Another way you said that is that you just sort of dropped in, because now we just headed on down to Dublin, sure, for the World Championships, and sure, we won something and we took it home. You are a world champion. Would you blow your own trumpet, man?
Well, I'm not really good at playing any musical instruments, so I'm not going to play the trumpet now on radio.
Good answer. Well, congratulations on that one.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure, as you said, it's something you've done since you were three. And
well, that's it.
You know, that does not happen in a vacuum. That happens after, what's the old adage? There's a, you get good at, there's a supposedly a theory that you get really good at something after 10,000 hours of practice. And
well, that's it. And people don't actually realise the amount of hours that you put in. You'd put in the amount of hours equivalent to an Olympic athlete nearly in preparation for the major competitions. But it's a thing that's really, really great to be involved in. The friends you meet and the actual stage confidence that you would get, and I think that really transfers onto the music scene then as well.
Are you ever tempted to dance during your own set or during your own shows, or is it something you might incorporate at some point?
You never know. I do it now and again, but we have at the concert on June the 1st, there's definitely going to be some dancing. And then I'll mention it. This is a Highland Radio exclusive.
Oh, turn up the radios, folks.
I have a song coming out that I actually wrote with an American guy called Jimmy Kelly, and that kind of incorporates my dancing as well, so that'll be coming up in the next few months.
Well, that's actually just preempted my next question, because I was actually going to ask you, when can we expect to see your own stuff being written? Because as you've said, you have been collaborating with David, mm-hmm. and obviously it's been a very successful collaboration,
yes.
both in terms of Donegal Dáil, in terms of Silent Prayers, Telmagard and so on. But the fact that you're now actually striking out and writing yourself, does that also reflect your own growing confidence?
Well, I think it's something I've been very, very lucky in the help that David Oliver has given me, and he's an absolute gent, and anytime he produces a song, it really amazes me how talented the man actually is. But then it's something that I've wanted to do as well, is try and write my own stuff. So this is the first song that I've written that I'm going to release, so I'm kind of interested to see how it goes down.
Right, well, we look forward to that. David, thank you very much indeed. All the best, obviously, with the concert in Ingrenan Hotel, but the way things are sounding, it's going to do absolutely fine. And may you have a great night. Congratulations once again, both on the dancing success and also on the success of the single as well.
Thank you very much, Donal. Pleasure to be chatting to you as always. And the next time you're covering for Greg, we'll call in again, get a chat.
It's becoming a bit of a habit, isn't it?
It is.